Well, I am Juliette Frumholt, and it is my very special pleasure to welcome our guests into the studio. Some of them were here with us last year, and you may have heard an award-winning story about them here on WYSO about their first event. They are members of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard / Beard Team Ohio / the Gem City Gems of the Whiskerina Society. We're going to explain what all that means. But welcome, everybody.
Yay!
Yes. Thanks for having
us. Thank you
so much for having us again.
So happy to have you all here. Let's start out before we talk about the big day, Saturday, the big event, the big competition, Beards of Science, which we want people to come out to and check out. For those who weren't listening to last year's interview or may have missed the story about the Beards of Charity event, give us a little overview of what the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard are and sort of how all that got started.
The Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard is a local chapter in Dayton, Ohio, of Beard Team USA, and it is a group of gentlemanly fellows who celebrate all manners of facial hair and facial hair-related festivities and all kinds of wonderful things. And we do good things around the community, and we sport facial hair, and we save the world from social tyranny one beard at a time.
That's right. I like it. Now, that was the original group, and last year you put on an event called Beards of Charity. That was actually Ohio's first beard and mustache competition,
that's
correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, yeah.
Now, this year is Ohio's second beard and mustache competition, which is called Beards of Science. It's this Saturday at COSI in Columbus. And this is partially an event of the Gem City Gentlemen, but it's also being put on by Beard Team Ohio. So how do these groups fit together?
Okay. So Beard Team Ohio is essentially a coalition of our group, the Gem City Gentlemen, and Ohio's other chapters, essentially a Beard Team USA. The core is us, the Dayton chapter, Gem City Gentlemen, the Gilded Beard, the Cincinnati chapter, the Queen City Beard and Mustache Society, and then there are kind of another few sub-chapters that are kind of cropping up currently. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we have the Columbus has come up with Brew Beards, which is a beer brewing / beard enthusiast club.
Yeah.
And I do believe there's a new one that's popped up in Defiance.
The Defiance Beard Alliance.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's also, we have a representative from
Ohio's Brethren of the Beard. That's kind of my new project. So
yeah.
That's Brandon. I'm Nate.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've introduced ourselves
that's
yet.
Sure, you haven't.
Let's
yes.
go clockwise from me. So. Not that it matters to you guys. But I'm Nate, co-founder of both Gem City Gentlemen and the Beard Team Ohio.
Oh, I'm Steven Alexander. I'm the ambassador for the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard and also a co-founder of the Gem City and also a co-founder of Beard Team Ohio.
My name is Emily Marshall, and I am a member of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard, Beard Team Ohio, and a co-founder of our new club, the Gem City Gems of the Whiskerina Society. Our other co-founder could not be here tonight. Her name is Amanda Pond.
I'm Brandon Tussing. I am a member of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard, kind of a new member, and I'm also going to call myself the ambassador for Ohio's Brethren of the Beard. So.
Nice. That's right.
I'm Thomas Smith. I am a co-founder and knight of the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard, and I am a co-founder and the event coordinator for Beard Team Ohio.
Well, that's a lot of different groups coming together, not just the Cincinnati, you know, groups and the Defiance group, but within these two rooms, I guess we could say, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different groups. Emily, you mentioned the Gem City Gems of the Whiskerinas. Tell us a little bit about that group.
The Whiskerinas, we're kind of the women's society, and a lot of our clubs are new and popping up all over the country. I guess the women just decided to start their own kind of chapters. We're always there supporting the men as it is. So, and we love sporting fake facial hair and making all kinds of mustaches. And so we're there supporting the men anyway. So why not have our own clubs as well?
And compete as well.
Yes, we compete and it gets pretty
hairy.
Pretty, yes, that's the correct word.
And Brandon, what about your group?
My group's rather new. It kind of turned into a traveling group between Dayton, Cincinnati, and Columbus because I've got a bunch of friends from around Ohio, and they all want to do beard stuff. So we kind of ended up just forming this group and kind of met these guys along the way. So
what would you say is the difference, Brandon, between your group and our group? Being members of both.
Yeah. Ours is less organized.
Vagabonds, traveling bearded vagabonds.
We are bearded hobos traveling.
The traveling beard circuit.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the traveling beard circuit, now, last year, was Ohio's first beard and mustache competition. And I know that between the time that you all hosted that competition and this year's competition, most of you have been traveling around attending many of the competitions in other cities. And Thomas, I know in your case, in other countries.
Yes.
Tell us about this national and international beard community.
Oh, well, the national and international beard community it's a wonderful kind of collaboration of very, very eccentric and wonderful people that all just get together because they like getting on stage and presenting their fabulous beards and styling their beards and making crazy shapes. And so the international experience that I have as a beard and mustache competitor is I traveled to Norway, in Trondheim, Norway, for the World Beard and Mustache Championships this May. And that was an amazing experience. I got to meet people from England, Australia, Germany, Austria, all over the place. Hung out with a bunch of Norwegian people, went to Norwegian bars, learned a little bit of Norwegian, and it was just a fabulous time. Around the U.S., a lot of us have actually been traveling to various beard and mustache competitions across the country. We've been to the Lansing, Michigan competition, Detroit competition, Baltimore, Philadelphia. We have
the Nationals.
The National Beard and Mustache Championships, that's right, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where many Ohioans placed and were finalists in their respective categories.
Yes.
That's right. And Beard Team Ohio left a permanent stamp, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
They know that we're here and we're here to stay. Yeah. We're not playing.
Be proud.
So.
Well, and you guys were also, the first competition was also featured on Whisker Wars on IFC.
It was.
That's some pretty big publicity for humble Ohio around the country.
We were appreciative of the exposure. And, and that brings up a really good point, which is something that we've kind of the original inspiration for this whole journey that we've embarked upon was, it's not as if we all got together and said, hey, we need to start a beard and mustache club. It just needs to happen. It was more of kind of a joint feeling of frustration between all of us that our city wasn't being represented well or received well on the national scale. We feel like Dayton kind of gets a bad rap. We love this city. We live here. And, we just think that, the city is a lot better than people realize. And so our initial goal when we started the Gem City Gentlemen was, yes, to get together, have an excuse to grow big, crazy mustaches and have pints on the weekends and stuff like that. But our loftier goal, whether we intended or really expected to ever reach it, was to try to put Dayton on the map, even in some minuscule way, for something that was, although obscurely, good and good-natured and something to be proud of. And we kind of inadvertently accomplished that goal, I feel like, little by little. And Whisker Wars was definitely one of the avenues that we used to accomplish that.
And now with, both with Beards of Charity, it was right in the name, but Beards of Science, the second competition, which is this Saturday night at COSI in Columbus, not only is it spreading good cheer and spreading community among the bearded community here in Ohio and folks that are traveling, from around the country to come to this, but it's also going towards a good cause. Tell me a little bit about the charity aspect of the event, and then we're going to talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah, so it's Beards of Science this year, because this year we are going to donate 100% of our proceeds to the Central Ohio Men Against Prostate Cancer. And it's very fitting because prostate cancer has its home month in November, so that works very well for us. It's a men's disease, and being real facial hair is typically only grown by men, which is
Accurate.
And although, you know, yes. I do love our Whiskerinas. I really do.
We don't discriminate. They're fantastic. Nate, we do not at all.
A little bit.
But. Yeah.
We support our men.
Yeah. And we support our women. We love them. So, and science is really the best avenue, obviously, to pursue curing or at least alleviating the suffering from prostate cancer. I don't want to say victims, but people who...
No, victims is appropriate.
Victims is appropriate?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So it's Beards of Science, and that also allows us to make like big, crazy bearded scientist things. And
we've had a lot of fun with the theme,
yeah.
But so. you won't really understand the full effect unless you come,
right?
So.
Yeah,
definitely come.
So if people do come, tell us a little bit about, you know, what are we going to see and experience at this event? I know there's the competition proper, but there's a lot of other stuff that's going to be happening as well.
How much do we really want to give away? That's my question.
Yeah.
Entice them just enough.
There are some secrets that live in some garages in Dayton for now.
Yes.
That are going to be amazing.
Just be subtle with it. Be subtle with it.
Okay. Well, how subtle can you make?
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Live music, right? Live music.
Yeah.
Local excellent beer.
Yeah.
Insane carny games.
Yes.
You may
there
not
you
believe.
Beard related carnival games.
Beard exhibits, because it is a scientific endeavor after all. So we do need, we will be educating the crowd on some scientific beard facts.
Yeah.
And letting them engage with some bearded history and
absolutely
anatomy, I might even say.
Right, yes.
And a beard and mustache lab. For all of those who are lacking in the facial hair department.
Yes. Come with no beard, leave with a beard. How does it
leave
work?
Exactly. Shiny and
how is that possible? Science.
Science.
That's how.
Science is how. Yeah, and we've got great raffle items and some... We have a lot of local craftsmen making some killer, absolutely killer little crafts and goodies that I can't believe.
There's been tons of people that's been donating art.
Yeah, just, I don't want to give away the full details. However, we do have a 4.5-foot bearded lady painting.
Yes, painting? Done by Jason Young.
Yeah.
There will even be bearded body art.
There will be bearded body art. We have two well-bearded, awesome, nationally recognized and internationally recognized tattoo artists coming to tattoo at our event live. And that's because they are Ohio boys, men, really.
That's right, they're men.
Yeah, and that would be... Mr. Matt Clemmer and Chad Wells, and they will be happily...
Reverend Chad Wells, good reverend friend of the show.
Yeah, the good reverend.
Good friend of us all.
Yes.
So they will have some beard and mustache-related items ready, and will be tattooing beard and mustache.
Yeah, the word is that they've been readying some secret flash art of their own, some custom flash art, I think, for the show that they'll be preparing to permanently stamp on anyone who's got the guts.
So there's going to be several different vendors, too.
Yeah, we have vendors from, at this point, kind of all over the country, and raffle donations from artists from all over the country.
Yes.
East Coast to West Coast. Likewise with the competitors. One of the things that I love about beard and mustache competitions and events is that you get to meet so many very, really unique and wonderful people that I don't think we would have met in any other avenue. Mm-hmm. And so we have people coming from Texas, New York, Florida, New Jersey,
California.
Kentucky, California,
yes.
Kansas. Yeah, everywhere. They're
Baltimore,
coming from everywhere.
Boston, everywhere.
Yeah.
What about Canada as well?
Yeah, Canada might come down.
Ooh,
Texas.
Yeah. I hope
it's going to be coast to coast, north, south, east, west.
Yeah, and the big names.
Absolutely. Every corner of the United States will be here for this.
Yeah, even the president of Beard Team USA himself, Mr. Phil Olson, will be competing at
big
our
man,
event.
That's right.
So
competing, a rare competitive appearance for Phil.
Right. Yeah.
He's normally
last
either judges
year he was...
or kind of sits back.
Yeah, last year he was a judge, right?
He was a judge, that's
he
right.
He was a judge, yes. I think he got a little bit tired of that during last year's bearding season.
Yeah,
I won't elaborate unless you want me to, but yeah. So Phil's going to compete. I for one, am excited because I feel like Phil's beard does not get the attention that it deserves and doesn't get a stand on its own merit. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see how that goes down. As a judge.
That is going to be... There's so much. What I like about this event is that even if you're not competing, there's so much entertainment and spectacle and things to do and see and give back and participate.
Yeah.
It's going to be... It sounds like a really full evening.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that if you don't have a beard, you don't show up.
Right.
You
know, right.
Oh, I don't have a beard, so I shouldn't be there. It's like, and that is not the case at all. Because like Emily said, you know, there's going to be a beard lab there. You can make your own beard if you want, or if you don't have to.
Yeah, and it's not just for women and children. It's for women and children and
families.
Men, families, mm-hmm. everybody.
Yeah, this is a
this
family.
Event is for absolutely mm-hmm. everyone, from is, 100 years old to 100 days old. 100-inch beard, which I hope. To 100-millimeter 5 o'clock shadow beard or right, whatever. Yeah. This is we're here for everyone. And Steve makes a very good point. There are no prerequisites. And that's, you know, something that we should address too. If you can't make it out to Columbus this weekend, we understand it's Wednesday, the thing's on Saturday, people make plans, whatever. But if you are in Dayton and you're listening right now and you want to join our club, there are no prerequisites to be in our club except for you have to be a good person and you have right. to be ready to have some fun.
You really do.
So if you're not fun. Adequately prepared to have fun, then do some fun ups or something and right. get ready to come on out.
Well, let's take a quick break and let's hear some music from one of the artists that's going to be performing at Beards
Yay.
Of Science.
Is it Todd? Is it Todd the Fox?
It is Todd the Fox.
The Fox, the Fox!
good friend of the show and good friend to Beard Team Ohio.
That's right.
Let's hear some tunes from Todd the Fox. We'll be back to talk with these folks some more here in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
This one's called I'm Feeling Fine. Job goes on to now. Grab a for sale sign. 'Cause I'm feeling fine. Gonna head southbound now. Gotta clear my mind. Gonna climb a mountain now. Feel the bright sunshine.
That's some music from Todd Fox and Lisa Bunny that was recorded live on this show a while ago, actually about a year ago. But you can see them live this Saturday night in Columbus at COSI. They're going to be performing as part of Ohio's second Beard and Mustache Competition and Festival. It's called Beards of Science, and we've got representatives from Beard Team Ohio, the Gem City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard, the Gem City Gems of the Whiskerinas, and the Bearded Brethren. Did I get them all?
Ohio's Brethren of the Beard.
Ohio's Brethren of the Beard. All right.
That was good, though. That was really good.
Very good. A lot of J's and B's.
And I was trying to point to everybody as I did that, but it's radio, so nobody saw it, but you guys.
Right. We knew.
You knew. So let's talk a little bit about the competition aspect of Saturday night. I know that people can sign up to compete anytime right up until the event, right?
Absolutely. You can sign up at the door. You can buy your ticket for $10 and sign up for any one of our 9 categories of competition at the door.
9.
Ooh.
Yeah, 9. And they include, we can even roundtable this a little bit. My personal category, full beard styled, is a category.
That's next right. I guess if I had to belong to, I would probably belong to the partial beard natural category, yeah. Which I guess would, that would be for someone who does not have a full beard in the sense of the cheeks, the chin, and the mustache. So that would, I guess some examples would be what mutton chops would mutton belong chops. In a partial beard
the
natural.
The Jolly Bartender.
Yes, the Jolly Bartender. Which,
the Musketeer.
The Musketeer.
The Musketeer. Google them if you're listening right now and you're not familiar with any of the things that we've just said.
Right.
I guess
the Jolly Bartender, you could say it's the, if you're familiar with the Civil War, Ambrose Burnside had a Jolly Bartender. He was the first Burnside for whom the sideburns were named.
Yep.
So it's the mustache that extends and connects to the big sideburns.
Yes. And we also have partial beard styled, which is something that Steven has competed in a few times.
Yeah, well, just once in Detroit.
Oh, I thought. Oh, you did natural the other time.
Yeah, I did natural.
Oh, let you explain that. Well,
you won an award for it in Lansing.
I did.
Didn't you?
I won third place in Lansing.
Won third place. That's right. Yeah.
I won third place in Lansing, Detroit at Gaffbo's and
Beards Mows Anything Goes.
Yeah, Beards Mows Anything
that's right,
Goes.
That's
yeah.
Right. So it's they're essentially broken down by full beard, partial beard, and mustache and then fake beard are the 4 kind of primary categories, and then in most cases, there's a natural versus styled subdivision. Styled being kind of introducing a foreign aid into your facial hair in order to style it into something that you could not naturally achieve. And then, of course, natural being naturally achieved.
Right.
Well, let me ask you guys, since I know that, Thomas, you compete in full beard styled, and
yes.
Steven, you said you've done both partial beard natural and
yep.
styled. What's sort of the decision between going with the natural category and going with the styled category?
For me, because I actually don't have an exquisitely long beard like a lot of the people who would compete in full beard natural. Like if you look up Jack Passion or Neil Mockerman, which is actually spelled Mo Herman. And you know, some of those guys, Arnie Bielefeld, they have really great, beautiful, long beards that hang down to their waists, and they brush them, and they just look amazing. I don't have that length or the girth or the density that those guys do, but I can make crazy shapes appear in my beard with a little bit of hairspray
yes,
in a couple hours' time.
Cool.
Yeah, so it becomes kind of a creativity
yeah.
versus natural endowment sort of
absolutely
thing.
So.
And there's an element of showmanship in these competitions,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, suits and hats and canes and everything.
And yeah.
Anything
yeah.
you can use
yeah,
to accessorize.
It is sort of a pageant in the sense that there is a personality aspect to it.
Yes.
And in many categories, I think we actually may have inadvertently coined the personal fit
right.
as a as kind of a judging criteria. But it's, you know, how well does your style complement you, your personality, your face? Does it make you look much better than you would look without it? Does it suit you? It's, you know, it's kind of just a judgment call. But
yeah.
you kind of, you see someone and you say, that's the right decision for you. And
right.
that
yeah.
that counts for a little bit. So.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting point of criteria to add, because I can see where it would be very easy to say do something really crazy and styled, but it may not fit you, and it
right.
certainly would make the difference if it
yeah.
if it really fits you.
Absolutely. And I think we tiptoed around it for a long time. You know, we said, you know, there's some X factor that's missing here, And then we just kind of said, okay, so we'll name this X Factor and we'll call it Personal Fit.
Yeah.
I like it. And Emily, what about the fake beards? I know that I've seen some fake beards made out of some pretty crazy stuff. What sorts of things do you typically see in that category?
Oh, lots and lots of yarn. There are so many kinds of yarn out there, fuzzy and so different kinds of that. Feathers. One of our girls from Ohio, she did her beard in paper mache.
Oh, my.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Even real
facial hair, too.
Yeah, I mean.
That's right. Head hair.
Yeah, that's right.
Which brings up a good point. Can you explain the difference between the two fake beard categories?
Yeah.
Emily.
We have most realistic and the other one's creative, right?
Most fantastic.
We call it most fantastic.
Right. But it is
creative.
Creativity.
Yeah, it's
basically
very creative. So most realistic would be obviously how real you can get the beard to look. And then creative, probably just be all out, anything goes.
The craziest.
Off the wall. Yeah. I'm very excited. That's my favorite category, actually.
It's a fan favorite. Yeah,
very much so. And I would like to point out that, you know, beard and mustache competitions, a lot of people think it's, well, like Nate spoke of earlier, a lot of people think you have to have a beard to come to one. Not true. Another thing people think is that it's only for men. That's also not true at all. We love our women. And to be honest with you, the women's fake beard categories have been becoming more and more competitive.
And more popular, too.
And far more popular. And actually, the day before the National Beard and Mustache Championships, one of our great friends, Mrs. Tessa Bischoff in Cincinnati, put on the first ever Whiskerina's Fake Beard and Mustache Championships.
It was amazing.
That was amazing. It was a riot.
And one was for charity, too.
Yeah. That one supported the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Breast Cancer, yeah. Something like that. So, we love our women. They love beards. We love them.
Yeah. And our last category, our newest category, our addition for this year, kind of piggybacks on those points that you just made. So the most common misconceptions probably being you have to have a beard. And you have to be a man, which kind of go hand in hand. They're sort of the same. But even a more common misconception than that is we get a lot of people who have beards, but maybe they're short beards, and they say, oh, I don't have the beard to be competitive with these guys. So that's maybe the most common misconception once people understand that there is a beard competition that's going to happen is that you have to have a huge, huge beard. And to combat that and overcome that, we have introduced the best groomed beard into our that's our ninth and final not our final in terms of but it's the newest category that we've added this year to kind of allow a kind of an influx of these people who don't think that they have big massive beards but they have very nicely groomed and formed ones to have a chance to come and to win at a real beard competition.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of chances to participate, to compete, and to be a part of this community at this event.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, where can people go if they want more information?
They can go to beardteamohio.com. And if you look through that website, you can find the competition page. You can find some pictures of some of the things we've done, although I need to update the pictures pretty bad. But we've got a lot of pictures that we have yet to put on that website. Or you can go to facebook.com/beardteamohio. Look us up on Facebook. Look us up through Google. You will find all the information you need to find.
Yep.
And you can still buy tickets online, and you'll be able to buy tickets up until Friday.
That's right. And actually, if you're on Facebook right now, just cruising, drop by our page, Beard Team Ohio, and we have our laptop set up right here. You can ask us a question if you're wondering something that we haven't addressed yet, and we will address it right here, and not now, but very soon.
Yes.
Right here. Shortly.
Yes, that's right.
I am Juliet.
Well, guys, is there anything else that you would want people to know before they come out Saturday night and experience this fantastic event? Is like too small a word, you know? It's a
spectacle.
It is a spectacle.
Extravaganza.
Yes.
We all personally promise you, if you come, you will not be disappointed.
No,
I will refund your money if you have a bad time.
Yeah, right. And you will get to meet probably just about 600 bearded and mustache people from around the country, coming in from everywhere, all walks of life. People who don't even speak English as a first language will be showing up. You'll get to play bearded carnival games and drink local beer, listen to local merchants, and buy local awesome crafts.
And local music, too.
Local music, and so like Nate said, what our club in Dayton does is we want to promote kind of the goodness of Dayton, give it a better image. Beard Team Ohio has the same exact founding principle for the entire state of Ohio. We do catch a pretty bad rap sometimes, and we're overlooked a lot. But what people don't realize is that Ohio actually has a lot going for it. We've got fertile grounds, a huge manufacturing base. We've got a lot of artists and engineers and talented people that are creating these incredible communities all around Ohio, and we want people to see that. So come out, come enjoy the evening with us, and come see why Ohio still rocks and always will rock.
That is right. Well said. Testify.
Perfect, perfect words to end on while we go back to some music. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for coming out, and we hope that everybody will come out Saturday night to COSI in Columbus for Ohio's second Beard and Mustache Competition and Festival. We're calling it Beards of Science. Thank you, everybody, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Here's some music from Peter Wolf Cryer. It's from their new one, Garden of Arms.